この世界には人の運命を司る何らかの超越的な律、神の手が存在するのだろうか。少なくとも人は自らの意志さえ自由にはできない。
Just the way it's done.
Do it then. Give me an intro.
Hi, this is Ninja Consultants. And we're now fully moved into... Actually, that's a lie.
We're mostly moved into
our new digs in Slark Pope, Brooklyn. That is, Brooklyn is in broken land. I just learned that. Right across the street from the old stone house.
Whoa. You want to invite some stalkers over for dinner, maybe?
Yeah.
You know what kind of crazy bullshit fifth graders listen to our show?
Well, I'm looking forward to finding out.
Okay. Recently I've gotten a couple of emails from fifth graders. First of all is our longtime listener, Asahara-kun, who started his own podcast called the Happy Random Podcast. Now, I realized from the diction or grammar in his email that maybe he wasn't even a teenager. And I was like, how old are you? And he's like, oh, I'm 11. And he's like, I've started my own podcast. So I listened to it. And in the first episode, he read a Wikipedia entry about Fullmetal Alchemist. That's probably not the best way to provide content. But then in the second episode, he read his fan fiction out loud. I guess I have some respect for the bravery of reading your fan fiction over the internet. But also, it was kind of cool because he said he turned it in for class because he has a cool teacher. So I envy having a cool fifth grade teacher. In the next episode of his show, he talked about his trip to Japan, which is ridiculous. How has a fifth grader been to Japan and not me?
Oh, come on.
So it turned out his grandfather owns a business in Japan, that's why. That's why he was flying business class, too. So, then in his fourth episode, it's from Recess.
Which is awesome, by the way.
That kicks ass. Like, get Adam Curry on the phone. Kids are podcasting from Recess. That's kind of badass. So, if you want, if you're very brave, you should listen to Asahara-kun's podcast, and I'll leave a link in the show notes. He also says hi to me in his fourth episode, because I might be the only listener so far.
All right, we're just going to make this a short podcast, because,
We're at Recess. So
we're at Recess, and, the camera doesn't last very long for the movie, because we're making a movie, actually, but I'm just going to clip the audio out of it.
By the way, if you didn't figure it out, I'm YK Memory from the first one.
Yeah, Aaron, from Ninja Consultant. Listen!
Yay! We have a listener!
And
thank you, Mr. Aaron!
Alright, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got this voicemail from this guy asking about Howl's Moving Castle, and did we know it was nominated for an Oscar?
Hey, what's up, ninjas? It's me again. I just wanted to call in, and you probably already know this, but Howl's Moving Castle is up for an Oscar in the Best Animation category, and I hope it wins, because I saw it on a fan sub recently, and I loved it, and I think it's really a lot better than Corpse Bride and Wallace and Gromit, but it might not win, because Wallace and Gromit has a history of winning, but I didn't know if you knew that or not, and good luck for Howl's Moving Castle.
Of course we know that. Like, do you not think that we follow animation news constantly? Like, not just anime news, but regular American animation news as well? I mean, I work in the industry and stuff. They even talk about the Annie Awards for animation, which are a bunch of crap, by the way. And Howl's didn't win in that.
What won?
Wallace and Gromit, maybe? We haven't seen Wallace and Gromit or... Corpse Bride. Curse of the Were-Rabbit. I mean, we've seen, like, regular Wallace and Gromit shorts and other stuff by, that guy.
That guy.
I forgot his name. Look.
Oh, he's not Japanese, so it doesn't count.
But the point is, Howl's is not Miyazaki's strongest film. I love it a bunch, but I recognize that, it's kind of weak in areas of the plot. I think the strong point, besides Howl being totally hot, is that it's a great technical achievement where it's a marriage between 2D and 3D animation in a way that I don't really see being done as well in other films. Like, it's almost completely seamless. It's really hard to tell where the 2D ends and the 3D starts. Didn't you think so?
And, yes. But I don't care at all about Howl's hotness, nor do I really care about the Academy Awards.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to point out the Oscars are a joke. Like, one time I used to work with this girl in a movie theater who was like, I'm memorizing all of the Oscar winners for Best Pictures and watching them all. And I was like, oh, that's pretty admirable. So I was like, oh, I'll rent some Best Features I haven't seen yet either. And I rented, oh, that terrible one with Shirley MacLaine, and she's playing the grandmother of a woman who's dying of cancer. She's a really nice
called?
Lady, and she's a family. That movie sucked. It won Best Feature that year. But forget about it. Like,
Terms of Endearment.
Yeah, that Blue Ghost.
I've never seen it.
At that point, I got really jaded with the Oscars. Also, I never...
Although, Erin can't stand things that are sad or downbeat.
I guess we should point that out.
So, she might be a little biased.
There's also other reasons that film offends me. But this isn't a live-action film thing. I'm saying the Oscars are a joke and Howl's isn't going to win. Also, all my friends who, at work, didn't like the Wallace and Gromit Curse the Were-Rabbit very much. And several people who I know who saw Corpse Bride said it was good, but not as good as Nightmare Before Christmas. Not, you know, Tim Burton's strongest work. So, I don't know, maybe. If it's none of those films are that their director's strongest works, maybe it has a chance.
But ultimately, all it will translate into, should Howl's or whichever win, is...
Way to go, asshole!
F you!
Hi, this is Roy Scheider, and you're listening to the Ninja Consultant Podcast.
You're not Roy Scheider. What the hell is that?
But let's face it, 12-year-olds listening to podcasts is awesome. 12-year-olds in general, maybe not awesome. I won't go that far.
I think it's a good
I'll say when I was 12, I was awesome.
I felt awesome.
But... other people may not have thought I was awesome.
When I was in sixth grade,
if I was calling into our show when I was 12, I would think that was awesome.
What?
So,
I guess, okay.
Using the time machine, podcast time machine.
Right. I think that fifth grade is the time when people start being awesome.
Maybe.
It's hard to have a really cool fourth grader.
I don't know.
I got nothing to back that up. Look, also another point of this is, then someone else emailed us, and I should read their email, but while I'm digging that up, another fifth grader emailed us. But I'd like to point out that our show doesn't have an explicit tag in the iTunes store, and that's because I don't swear a whole lot, I mean, a little, but I'd like to think that we don't, you know, have a lot of poop jokes on our show.
We don't talk about duck holes,
unlike
some other podcasts I could mention.
And even if it's not explicit to talk about the smell of your belch for an hour or 2 hours, we don't, you know, that's not explicit, but we don't do that on our show. Because it's tasteless. I love you, Alan. Okay, next.
Keep going.
Okay. We're opening our mailbag. Sing the mailbag song.
Mailbag. Time to listen to what the mailbag has to say. Thank you very much.
It's pretty awesome.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Blue Dot at Apple writes... My name is Jamie. All right. Jamie writes, my name is Jamie, and I'm 11 years old. I've been an anime fan ever since I was 4, although I did not know it was anime. My first anime was Pokemon. I also liked Mega Man and Yu-Gi-Oh! When I was little. I now like Full Metal Alchemist. When I first got my Nano, now this gets me because an 11-year-old has a Nano, and I don't have an iPod at all. Noah does. I looked up anime in the iTunes store. I found the Weekly Anime Review podcast. The person wouldn't stop talking about ninja consultants. I began to get curious. So I looked it up and downloaded the first episode. I laughed for so long, and I showed everyone at school. No one really cares much for anime, because they are all boring. I love your podcast, and I find it hilarious. When someone at school does listen, they laugh also. I love the My Life in Fandom. Where are the Cheetos? I don't have many anime channels other than Cartoon Network and Kids WB, so I always love reviews. I've never been to an anime con, but I plan to go to YumaCon 2006 in Troy, Michigan, because I live near Detroit in Farmington Hills. You guys have such an interesting life and go to interesting places. My sister Erin, who is 13, is also an anime fan. She also likes Full Metal Alchemist. I know of a good anime website. It's like GaiaOnline.com. Most people there love anime, and there are fun games and people to talk with. I can't wait to hear your response. You're a loving listener, Jamie. P.S. You are going to get sick from all those Cheetos. Move on to Doritos already.
It's hilarious. So it seems to me that most of our listeners are not yet in high school. This comes as something of a surprise to me.
Well, I think a lot of our listeners are in high school. And there are some listeners who are in and out of high school. We also got
in and out of high school?
Yeah. No, there's some dropouts, listeners who are pre-high school and post-high school. We got that one from a guy who's like a dad.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote a long
one. That's true. But it's very interesting to me that we could be influencing future generations. So now I have to really search my soul and figure out what I need to tell the next generation of anime fans.
It's a tough responsibility. But also, in our new apartment, there is a clicking radiator, which you might hear because it's really cold in February. And this one in this room hasn't started clicking yet, but the one in the other room is.
But it will.
It will.
It will.
So there's this other new anime podcast, the Happy Hentai Show. And they asked me if I could play their promo. I don't know that I can, reasonably, because 11-year-olds are listening.
Hello, this is Lord Kaos and Hello Kitty. We're here to talk about hentai.
If you're looking for hentai news, hentai reviews, and Hello Kitty, all in the same place, come check out the Happy House of Hentai.
You can find us at happyhouseofhentai.libsyn.com. We're talking dirty, so you don't have to.
And you can't find us in the iTunes music store.
On the other hand, I've been listening to Anime World Order, and it's super good. And they made a nice promo for us, which I will play.
Ninja Consultant claims they're real ninjas. But did you know where the name Ninja Consultant comes from?
Oh yeah, isn't that from that finished up of Transformers?
From the Transformers. And there's no way you could have learned that
I
from
just
a
said
podcast
that.
Hosted by a girl.
What?
Yeah, because girls can't watch anime and be hardcore about it. Girls are wasting their time watching My Little Pony.
Wait a minute.
And sitting around pregnant and
I'm right
bleeding.
Here, guys.
That's why you should listen to
Hello?
Anime World Order.
You do remember I did a segment on Gal Gaga, right?
Available on the web at animeworldorder.blogspot.com or search for
I'm
anime
still here.
On iTunes. Anime World Order.
Oh, forget it.
An anime podcast hosted by men.
Right.
Boys.
The proceeding has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Anime World Order, namely Ninja Consultant.
Wow, what a great promo.
Shut up, they're awesome.
Amazing.
So... They're great. I learn things from them. They remember things like directors' names, distribution companies' names. They've been watching anime a lot longer than me. They're really educational. But I also think that if you're a noob, you might not get as much out of their show as I do, because I try and learn about every title. You know, I try and be responsible for everything that I can. I try and learn as much about everything that comes out. Even if I don't watch it, I try and know what it's about. So, you know, then I know what to download or what people are into, even if I don't have time to watch it necessarily.
Yeah, whatever. They gave a bad review to Hole's Prince of the Sun.
I don't think it was bad.
They gave a lukewarm review.
Okay.
To Hole's Prince of the Sun.
Noah's a rabid, drooling fanboy movie, and we didn't even watch the translated version.
We
watched it raw.
We watched
it raw.
With
a friend of ours speaking, like, translating by pausing it and then telling us what they said.
And on the one hand, they kept comparing it to, I shouldn't say they, which guy was it?
I don't remember their names.
Yeah, they have names, but...
There are a couple of guys. This guy who you think you know.
we don't,
the angry guy.
We don't remember names.
We don't remember
things like names,
I don't
places. I don't know who you are either. I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
I don't remember what planet I'm from.
It's hard when you fill out online forums when you don't remember your name.
So don't expect to get any names from us. But the point is, I like Hole's Prince of the Sun a lot. I think that it does, in fact, age very well. You can see a lot of the love that went into it is hand-drawn animation. And you can really see how... There is a difference between the old style where you actually had your hands on these animation cells, and it doesn't look as even, perhaps, but you feel a lot more humanity that went into it, I think. Also, Holes is fighting wolves. He's fighting a giant fish. He's fighting all kinds of crazy things, and I will agree that, yeah, at one point it looks like they ran out of money.
Oh, a couple points.
One point in particular, though, there's
no,
that
there,
big...
No, there are like two pans over still frames.
Right, but that big battle that you're really
rats.
Waiting for? I don't know about rats.
Yeah, there's a rat invasion of their village that you don't really see. The camera pans over stills. And then another time in the film,
yeah, that's,
there's a big battle.
That's cheap. But yeah. What are you going to do?
I can see where the guy on AWO based his review, why he framed it that way. because there is a segment of the population that is really not okay watching black and white silent films. Like, if films are made before a certain age, they kind of start to look dated in this way. And Halls looks really dated. Like, if you can't watch a film from the 20s or 30s, maybe it's not for you. Like, if you think that Kimagure Orange Road is too old for you to watch, or Hanayori Dango, the anime, is too boring for you.
Oh, it's too boring for me.
Well, it is too boring. But if it looks too dated, like, if you're like, what the hell? Like, no, you shouldn't watch Horus.
You know what Hanayori Dango doesn't have? This is Hanayori Dango, also known as Boys Before Blossoms. It doesn't have wolf fighting.
Or it doesn't have giant ice.
It's shoujo.
Ice mammoth spirits that they're flying.
There's ice mammoths in this. it's so good. It's so good.
There's a lot of violence. It's like a Disney film, like, in that there's a good message, except for all the violence.
Well,
but it's bloodless violence.
It's bloodless violence, and I guess, yeah, it's a good message where good should triumph over evil cooperating with each other. But that's not the point. The point is, you should go out and take the Ninja Consultant Challenge, which is to sit down, watch this movie, and see what you think.
It's not available in North America, so it requires you having to download the file, and the subs are in French and English, and I've never gotten the file to work. So good luck with that. I have not watched a properly subtitled. And if you don't have a friend who speaks Japanese, or your grandpa, or whatever, then good luck.
And you can watch it in the raw Japanese, and you'll still like it.
There are long
That's how sure I am.
Where that girl who is, whatever, the devil's daughter or something.
Oh, hello, spoilers.
She talks about her life, and she sings a couple songs that I think, if you don't have a translator there, that's going to put you to sleep.
Well, then,
if you're not reading subs to that scene, I think that's a long and difficult portion of the film. Basically, whenever she opens her mouth, and her talking animals talk to her.
No comment.
All right, so, moving on. Someone else called
Watch
us.
Watch Halls.
Yes. Someone else called us, and they asked if we'd seen Samurai Deeper Kyo.
Hi, this is Jeremy from Mesa, Arizona, and I think your show is great. I'm a long-time anime fan, but I'm a new fan of yours, and wow. You know, I just really want to say wow. If you haven't already, you should check out Samurai Deeper Kyo. It's my favorite. Next to Naruto, of course. But yeah, alright, later.
And it's funny you should ask, because we rented it from like Netflix or Green Scene or whatever. We watched an episode and sent it back.
It's clear to me someone sat down and said, how can I rip off Naruto
without Naruto? No, it's like a Kenshin ripoff too. Because Kenshin has like the spirit of the... I mean, not the spirit, his other personality is the really famous warrior from that war. And in Samurai Deeper Kyo, his other personality is the really famous warrior guy from that war. Except for also a demon. I guess if you rolled together Kenshin and Naruto, but you threw in a bunch of bouncing boobs and fan service, you'd have Samurai Deeper Kyo.
I can't think of anything to add to that.
So, yeah. Maybe it gets better on the second episode, but there was so much fan service, we didn't continue watching it. Now, that's not to say there aren't shows that have a lot of fan service off the bat that improve, like Maihime. Because Maihime seems as if the first third was written by one group of writers, and they added a bunch of fan service. The second third of the show is by another group of writers, and it's actually decent. And the last third of the show was made by a very dour group of writers who are dedicated to making
perverse characters
kill each other and be melodramatic about it. And it's so weird. It's like it's three different series rolled into one. I liked it.
So
it's coming out
maybe,
in North America now.
Yeah.
Right. Disc one.
So if someone says, no, you've got it all wrong, Samurai Deeper Kyo is actually a deep, dangerous, and interesting series that you have to keep watching, I guess we'll eat our words.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Well, we've been watching Bleach because we want to know what... should we not talk about Bleach in this episode?
No, I guess we should talk about Bleach because we're watching it now. I don't understand what the brouhaha is, if you will.
What?
Over Bleach.
Bleach is amazingly popular. Like, it's really astoundingly popular. Like, when we went to Anime Expo last year, it was all Bleach cosplayers.
Yeah.
Everyone dressed as Ichigo. 10,000 Ichigos, including, like, 9-year-olds dressed as Ichigo. So it's like, you know, when a show is that popular, like Naruto was that popular, so I was like, we have to watch it.
And
the first 30 episodes were so bad. We suffered through them to find out what all the zeitgeist was about. Bleach, it's that popular, and so we've suffered through the first 16 episodes, and we're still not really sure what the fuss is about. And I've heard it gets bad at episode 30 before improving much later on. That worries me, because it sounds like we're on the good part of the show.
Yeah.
And it's just standard shonen. Like, if you had never seen a shonen show before, or you'd only seen Naruto, I think you might think Bleach was really good. I don't know, I'd like to hear an explanation from those Anime Pulse guys if they listen to our show, which I doubt. Because that guy calls himself Ichigo. The other guy calls himself Bato.
Oh yeah, good point. Hi, I'm Ichigo.
I'm Bato.
And we're Anime Pulse.
We've got our fingers on the pulse of anime.
Do you like anime, but you don't know what to watch?
We love anime and watch it all the time.
So if you want the true fan's perspective on the latest and greatest from Japan,
rants or just stories about anime,
we're the ones to check it out. So check out Anime Pulse at www.anime-pulse.com.
Hey, you kids! What are you doing on my lawn? Get out of here!
Oh, great, it's old man Ichigo!
Run!
And they review every latest episode of Bleach, which is one reason I don't listen to their show that much, because they're talking about really late episodes of Bleach that I won't get to for months.
That's if we keep going.
Spoilers of characters I've never heard of.
So someone should tell us what we're missing, if indeed we're missing something. This is now what we're on, episode 17 or 18, something like that.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't seem anything but typical.
Except for the fairies. Holy crap.
Oh, fairies.
Fairies?
Fairies?
I demand an explanation.
Are you serious?
Unless Bleach is like a gay rights movement show, which it might be. Fairies? What the hell?
You're on your own now.
Okay. Anyway. We'll talk about the sexual politics of Bleach on another episode.
On every episode in the future.
Okay.
I've got a lot to say on the subject of fan subbing.
Can you say it in 4 minutes?
I can't say it in 4 minutes.
Well, we just had a show about nothing.
What? This isn't the whole show.
Beats.